things aren't perfect.
It's okay.
Nothing in life is perfect.
It doesn't have to be perfect.
No, I'm a perfectionist. So I don't do anything.
I was gonna say, you gotta weed that out of your system.
I want to do things perfectly, and then I end up not doing it.
Right.
That's the problem.
Yeah, I will overwhelm myself with like the amount of tasks. And when I do that, that's when I don't do it. It's because I'm like, there's too many things to do. How am I going to get all this done? And then I freeze.
I get overwhelmed all the time, Star. All the time.
It sucks. Because you just have to start. You just start on like one thing. You're like, okay, I'm going to just do like two steps.
But then it's hard because then you start and then life's like, you have issues. You got to pay your car registration, which is $250. And then you got to go to the dentist. And then that's another $150. And then your cat starts vomiting. You got to take care of that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so all the things you wanted to do, you got to have to put in the back burner. Because
you
life
have to like actually take care of like the things that are
life decides to say, hey, I'm gonna start doing, you need to start doing what I tell you to do. You know, it starts showing its fists at you and you say, you better do it or you're gonna be in trouble. You're gonna go to jail.
You won't go to jail if you don't go to the dentist. You'll be in pain.
Or registration.
Oh, registration, well, yeah, you gotta. Although there's people who don't do that and I'm like, how do you never get a ticket? I feel like as soon as I would make a conscious decision to be like, and I don't do that, I'm going to get a ticket.
I'm too afraid.
I'm way too afraid
to do that. I can't afford it. I think that
I've had it where like I
money.
Paid for it and the sticker never came in the mail. And I was like, but I'm legal. But the sticker never came and I had to go to the DMV to go get the sticker because it didn't come in the mail. And I was like, I'm not driving without the sticker. I have the proof. I have the printout that
right.
Because I was driving with the printout on the thing of like, I have it like just in case.
Yes.
And I was like, but no, this is too much pressure. And I waited the DMV for like ever.
This is my problem. I just moved to a new place, right?
Right.
So then it was time for me to get a new car registration. And I was like, okay, great. I'm just going to do it through the web. You know what
I
mean?
Yeah, it takes forever.
No problem. I'll get it done that way. I'm going to get it done in August. It's due in October or whatever. So I try to do it, and then I realize that my address is also changed.
Yeah.
So now it's like, well, I can't do that through the DMV website, so I have to actually go in and change my and do it. Work and life, and obviously we haven't done the podcast in a while, just got in the way, and then I had to pay like the worst penalty fee because it was too late. Like I did it on the – it was due – by October, and I went to the DMV on October like 10th or something.
Oh no!
So I paid
so
like,
it's like
over
you have to pay the
$100.
Late fee.
Yeah, like there's the double late fee.
Oh damn,
but then
dude!
I went in, and then I got my address changed, and then I got the new California Real ID.
God damn it! I need to do that. I still need to do my Real ID so I can travel in the States because they're gonna like.
Well, first off, let's say welcome back to We Stay Late.
Yeah, welcome back to We Stay Late.
This is the podcast that has two people on at this time that likes to talk about
whatever. Because life gets in the way.
Life gets in the way. And thank you everybody for being so patient with us. I've been wanting a podcast for a while. I was about to burst from the seams. I couldn't take it anymore. Last week I was deciding maybe I should do like a solo like I Stayed Late.
But I mean, people would have enjoyed it.
I didn't know what I didn't have.
It would
have
been like 15 minutes.
It would have been a short one. It wouldn't have been
15
an hour.
Minutes. Just of like,
little,
hey,
look.
I mean, what, maybe one day if it ends up like this again, we all just submit like 10 minutes of like us just talking.
Yes.
And just put that all together. I'm like, hey, we're just gonna give like a quick like.
Everyone, what is everyone doing? And then you just kind of
like,
chapters,
this is what I'm doing. Da, da, da. And then you answer like maybe answer a question.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah, everybody answers a question and then all throughout. So there's like a something that ties it all together.
Yeah. And then we submit it and it's just like, okay, look, we're not all together in the same room because we can't get together.
That's I kind of like that idea. It's been what? Like a month?
It has been.
I've had so many things I've been wanting to say and it's so sad. Spencer's in here because. He went to a game convention and he went, you know, balls to the walls, 0 to 100 all the way. And of course, as he does, which is great and awesome. So he's a little sick boy right now. He's there in spirit. I'm pretty sure there's like.
They're like side on this side.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like the ghost of Spencer.
The ghost of Spencer Stark.
We don't have the picture. We don't like put the picture.
I know. I wish I was going. I was trying to set up a picture, but I had to set up the light, the camera, this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No,
there
was
a lot
setting up.
I had to do. But I was like, God damn it, we're going to make this podcast happen.
Also, note before we get, we're sidetracking because this is what we do. I didn't know your last name was Cipriano.
No, that's my middle name.
That's your middle name?
Wait, what?
How do you pronounce that?
Cipriano?
Okay, I pronounced it right. Your middle name is Cipriano.
That's cool. Yeah, well, that's my mother's maiden name because in Mexico.
That's right. You could do like your middle name is like your mom's last name.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But here you don't do that.
But that's a beautiful middle name.
Cipriano.
Yeah.
I got to have some Italian in me with a
name like
that.
And also, this is a new picture.
What?
Did they make you take a new picture?
Yes, they did.
Holy shit. They make you take a new picture.
I got a haircut. I was like, I got to get a haircut before I get a new picture because I don't want that to be with me the whole time. And God. What's funny is that picture looks almost exactly like my other one.
Yeah, that's why I was like, I can't tell if this is new Luis or old.
I wish I could bring both of them because they both look exactly the same.
I don't like the font they used for California.
No, it's bullshit.
It's not.
It's boring. It's boring. And it's boring.
It doesn't seem special at all. I do like the little bear.
The bear is what makes it a real ID. This California, you can't really see it. Maybe if you zoom in.
Don't show your.
Oh, I'll blur that out.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm like, that's your address and shit.
What was it? Oh, yeah, so the real ID basically. Oh, I got to talk about that too. The real ID basically allows you to fly on the airplanes.
Domestically.
Because by year, what, 2020? Mm-hmm. Something like that.
You need to have a real ID to fly on
You need to have a real ID that follows federal code or something like that. And so I was like, I'm going to get my car registration. I need to change address. I might as well just get this real ID.
Shit, I should do that. I was kind of hoping they would take that away before I needed to do it.
It's kind of, it's all right.
I also don't want to retake my picture.
It's got like a little, if you look through the hole, there's like a little bear and California outline. Do you see that?
Oh, okay.
If you put it up to the light, it's like it looks like they put a bunch of holes in them.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
Okay. Okay. So this episode is brought to you by Stars Buttons. need a butt that's not on your butt? You want to put a butt on your shirt? Well, you can. Now you can with Stars Buttons. Available now at
Etsy.com/shop/Starlene.
Use the offer code, hey, I'm your friend. And
there's no offer code.
And you'll get a button.
No, there's no offer
there's
code.
There's no offer code.
Because they're real cheap. They're just $3. It's you could give me $3.
And you have all different colors and variations.
You can get all four for $10.
Oh, my God. What a deal. Mm-hmm. What a fucking goddamn deal. What is that? What are you guys doing? $10? We spend it on Big Macs? Get it all. Get
help
butts.
Me pay my rent, you guys. I don't have a job yet. I'm
help
trying
pay
to.
Get some butts. I need to get some butts for my jacket.
Yeah, I know. I forgot to bring our shoes.
Next time we'll all have different butts. Maybe one. You need to have 7 butts for 7 days.
I have like 3 different colors for the light, medium, dark. And then I went with a plain black and white one because I was like, you know what? Maybe someone doesn't want to like.
Question
or pick a skin tone. They're just like, I just want to be a generic butt.
What about, okay, so I, you know, you got the classic butt. You got a plumpy butt.
They're all plumpy.
What about like, not
the
plumpy?
I thought about it, but then like, it's a weird thing because like.
There's a leg.
Yeah, it's like, it's like not as fun.
Yeah.
I'm sorry if you have like not a non-plumpy butt. But also, I figured. I didn't make it extra plumpy either. It's like right in the middle because I wanted it to just be as generic butt as possible, so there's no like gender to it.
Yes.
Because in my head, I associate flatter butts with boys, and like the plumpiest butts with girls. And I was like, well, no, there's people in the middle who are on all of it. So it's just like I just went generic middle.
I've seen both
plumpy butt. Yeah. Like just a middle ground.
Just a classic butt. You think of a butt, this is
because everyone has a butt.
Yeah,
and they're all generally kind of the same.
Yeah,
you know, they all do the same thing. They all have like the same function.
They all make people laugh in the sense when somebody farts.
Yeah, I don't know anybody who hates a butt. They're just there.
Yeah, I can.
Everyone's laughed at a butt.
Everyone's laughed at a butt. You're gonna make friends. You if you need a friend, just buy one of these $3 buttons or a $10 buttons. Hey, look at that butt.
They
butt
make for button. great gifts. And also, if there's still plenty of butt paintings available if anybody wants
oh
a butt
my
painting.
God, you just bring somebody over. You're like, hey, look at my butt button right here. Like, oh, that's so cool. I got a butt button for you. Oh, and you have dinner. You have a
What's,
nice evening.
My landlord still like tripped out when he saw it because I have them just like around.
Uh-huh.
And he's just like, what? I was like, people buy them. He was like, oh, okay. Like, he was like, I think that weirded him out more than like the pole or anything. He was just like, why are there butts everywhere? I was like, I paint them. They
it
pay
works.
The rent. I was just like, they're paying rent, sort of. They haven't actually paid rent, but like,
yes,
they've paid for meals.
That's all you need. You need because once you get an in, once you have the butt tens, then people
they're
be
just
like,
funny.
People be like, oh,
and it's a
we
good
love
pun.
Everything she gets. Yeah, it's a great pun.
It was a pun that just happened on its own too. Because I did not go into it with the intention of this is a button, so it's a pun. I was just like, oh, I'm making butt buttons, and then all of a sudden I was like, wait a second.
Butt buttons, yeah.
But, oh, okay, then I'll just run with this.
Because you you also bought like a machine to cut out these little
holes.
Yeah,
I bought the same machine.
And I know you're having some trouble.
Yeah, I bought the same machine Spencer had.
Uh-huh. What's it called?
It's a Silhouette Cameo 3.
Ooh.
It's just a cutting machine, and because Spencer uses it all the time for like his labels or his games and things like that, and he was like, "I'll lend it to you." I was like, "No, no, no," because I'm gonna try to figure this out.
Yes,
and also like I want to make like stickers and sticker sheets and things like that. So I was like, "No, I need to like invest in one."
Yeah.
So I did, and then I found like a template at least for the buttons. And it was a pain in the ass. It was not like reading it right. The sticker.
I saw that it was like cutting at the wrong.
It was
holes.
Cutting at the wrong like section because it just wasn't lining up right. And I was like, I don't understand. I'm following the instructions. And then like the sticker mat, the mat was overly sticky because it was new. Uh-huh. So when you put regular paper on, when you peeled it off, it just ripped. And so like I had to sit there and clean. My mat's fucked up actually because I couldn't like peel off the paper because it was like too much glue. And I looked up online how to like clean it. It's like soap and water and alcohol and stuff. So I've scraped off almost like half the glue by accident.
Oh my God.
But it's still kind of sticky. Now it's like at like a good sticky where I'm like, I can peel off regular paper. Yes. It's not going to rip it if I'm careful. And I was just, and like what sucks is that the instructions for that weren't on the anywhere. Like I've learned that the hard way because I peeled it. I was like, why is this doing this? And when I looked it up online, everyone was like, oh yeah, if you have a new sticky mat, like make sure to like take an old t-shirt and like cover it up to cover it with lint so that it's not as sticky. And I was like, why is that instruction not anywhere? That's just like advice from like crafters and stuff. So I'm like looking up all these like craft videos on like how to use this machine instead of actually like the company like giving me proper tutorials. So by the way, like it's a good machine, it's a good product, but the instructions are horrendous. You just have to look up tutorials on how to use it.
Did you look it up on YouTube?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so I was thinking about this the other day. Oh, I got so many thoughts. okay, so I was thinking about the other day. Is you think it's like a, I don't know. How can I phrase this? When people, they say, hey, I need some directions to your house. Can you write down directions?
Right.
And I'm like, oh, that's, just look it up online. Just Google it or just put it on maps. I feel like an older person would say, can you give me like written out directions or something?
Yeah, that doesn't happen as much anymore.
Do you think that the older generation will be like, how do you do this? Someone how to teach me how to do this. And then the answer
everyone
is really
like just Google it.
Just go on YouTube.
Yeah.
Go to YouTube. That's the thing, right? Like that's how you can learn any talent.
Yeah, I think that's like one of the that's the best part of YouTube, to be honest. Where it's like I don't know how to do this thing.
Tutorial.
Let me look it up online. Like and like you can look up tutorials for anything. I was looking up because I was okay. This is dumb. I was watching the anime version of Anne of Green Gables.
Okay.
It's like a 1970s anime version of Anne of Green Gables because like Netflix came out with Anne.
Uh-huh.
Or Anne with an E, which is like the new version of.
Oh.
And I don't really care for the Green Gables series, but my best friend Kelly is really into it. And she keeps trying to get me to watch like the various versions. And then like she told me there's an anime version. I was like, okay, that's my end.
Oh my God.
And I did. And I actually loved it. I absolutely adore the anime version. But in that one, there's an episode where the older lady, oh my gosh, I'm blanking on the name right now. But she makes black currant wine.
Emily. Allie. No. Felicity.
No,
Anne Shirley.
The older ladies.
Diana Barry? No.
Nope. Diana Barry is
Linda.
Like,
Marilla.
Marilla, yes.
Is it Marilla?
Yes, Marilla.
Okay, Marilla.
Marilla, she makes blackcurrant wine, and apparently, like, in the town. And I was like, what the fuck is blackcurrant wine? Because it's, like, old-timey, like, old-timey Canada, by the way. Like, it's, like, it's back in the day where it was, like, a big deal that the locals, the next door town was getting, a train stop. Like, uh-huh. That kind of era. So it's like, and so like they live on a farm. Everything is like you get everything you're eating from your farm, and like this town is like, you know, like you have to take a buggy to get over there. It's a thing. And so I was like, what is blackcurrant wine? I was like, that sounds great. How do you clearly you can make it because she makes it at home. How do you? And I was like, how do you do it? And I was like, sure enough, there's like several YouTube tutorials on how to make this wine that takes months. And I was like, oh, I'm not doing that.
I know. I get so excited. I'm like, oh, I can make this. Like we were talking on Slack about donuts.
Yeah.
And I was like, ooh, I'm going to make a donut.
Oh, donuts are a pain in the ass.
And then I saw it. I was like, ooh, that's a lot of work. I don't know if I can do that.
Yeah. It's like a lot of oil and everything too. Yeah. It's just like, oh, okay. I see why like there's a, you go to a donut shop.
And it's way easier. It's super cheap. It's like way cheaper just to buy donuts than to make donuts.
Yeah. There's also, I looked up how to grow an avocado.
What?
Because I was like, oh, let me. I was like, I have these avocado seeds, and I have a friend who does it.
What, like a big avocado
seed? Like an avocado seed, like how to start to grow an avocado. Because you can make, you can have a little avocado plant.
No, you can't have a little avocado. In your kitchen, you can have a little avocado plant?
It's like, it obviously doesn't grow enough. Right. Like, it's just the, like, the baby plant.
Yeah.
Because I was like, oh, like, that would be kind of cool. That in my head, I was like, one day I'll somehow have a yard, yes, and I'll be able to plant an avocado tree or something. But it was like, you have to start now. Because they take forever to grow because it's a big ass tree. So I was like, oh, I'm going to. And it's a pro. And I had a friend who. I have a friend. I don't know if you met Jane, right?
I don't think I have.
We have to.
You have to connect.
She plays D&D with Spencer and everybody.
I keep missing out.
Yeah,
I keep missing.
She grows an avocado plant, and she like put her Instagram is mostly her progress on this thing. And it's really cool. And I was like, I'm going to learn how to do that. And she's like, oh, I looked it up online. I was like, oh, sweet. And so I did too. I was like, oh, again, this is a process.
Everything is a process.
Everything's a process. But it's kind of neat to see, like, that people make these videos of, like, this is how you grow. And, like, it's not like e-how making videos. It's, like, straight up just a person who's just like, I want to show you guys how I'm doing this thing. Yeah. And I suspect it's always because people are like, how do you do that thing? And they, like, figure out how to make a video. And they make the thing. It's really cool. The internet's great. This is the good part of the internet. Is people sharing knowledge and skills of how to do things. When the apocalypse happens and we lose that, I've decided my apocalypse job. I figured it out.
Okay. Oh, yes.
Because remember, I was like, oh, I want to be someone who like makes condiments and stuff, like, like your ketchups and stuff, but you need vinegar, which vinegar means you need like grit. I was like, oh, fuck, you got to go into wine and bread and all that. That's a lot. I've decided salt.
Salt.
I'm going to get into the salt business.
What, you just get salt rocks? You got to go to mining?
Have an ocean.
Oh, yes. So you're going to go
to the
ocean.
So there's different, I found out there's so many different salting techniques. There's people who do like rock mining for salt and stuff like that.
Because I've got a rock and I've licked it.
But there's people, there's like in Japan, you get salt from, most of it is still ocean salt. And you get it from seaweed and stuff. So you like harvest seaweed and you dry it out. And like there's different processes. But like you could just...
Salt is very important.
Salt is highly important, and
it keeps your meat fresh.
So I would learn how to like get the salt from the ocean, and like the most basic way to do it.
They don't have a YouTube video about this.
Yeah, they do.
What?
But I haven't looked at. I haven't like done like the. But like honestly, basic salt grabbing is.
Teach us.
Get some water.
Okay.
Leave it out. Let it dry up. The salt's left over.
That's
so
it?
That's like. The grossest salt you can get,
right?
But you can get it. And if it's an apocalypse situation,
you don't have a lot of choices,
right?
That's the best salt,
yeah. But you can get it.
Wow.
So I was like, okay, I know the very basic way
to
do it.
So you could have like, you could have this is the salt from Cancun. This is the salt from Termini, Italy.
You
could have like different.
But this is just me going
salt.
Like, I want to like survive and like maybe we could start like a salt business and like. That'll be my way of like, hey, I'm providing like something that's necessary to make food taste good, and like you need it, but also like I can do it.
You know, it's funny. So recently, I'm backing up to jump right back into your point here. The new Captain Marvel trailer came out a while ago.
Yeah, I thought you weren't watching trailers.
I wasn't, but I'm not going to.
Okay, good.
So it obviously came up when I saw another movie, and I was like, had to close my eyes, close my ears. Even hearing, I already know too much, but that's fine.
It was a teaser trailer. It wasn't actually like, I watched it and I still don't know what the plot is.
But the point is I learned that she has memories from here. She has some line that says like, I still have memories from something. I don't know. It doesn't matter.
Oh,
anyway.
But I still don't know what, like, that's the thing. I don't know what that means. So I'm like, that's good.
Yeah,
I don't know what that means.
I don't know what it means. I went to go see a movie and it was like a blockbuster and then. And she paused like, oh, shit, this is the movie, this is the trailer. And I had to close my eyes like, and so anyway, that came out. I was like, okay, well, great. Now the internet will be tarnished. You know, who knows what memes will be start to pop up because of that trailer.
Honestly, it's been real light because it's a teaser meme. It's a teaser trailer. It's not like a trailer.
But people will start speculating. People will start saying things. So I was like, I need to find a way to busy myself on my phone. I guess this isn't very good. Busy myself without being on the internet. What can I do?
That's ridiculous.
So you know what I did? Well, I know because I'm like, am I gonna not be on the internet for all till Captain Marvel comes out, or really till Avengers 4 comes out? Am I just not gonna live on the internet?
That's
I'm gonna detox.
Hey, that's like bonkers because also like there's so many of these movies now that it's kind of like.
Once I get to Avengers 4, I think I'm gonna be done with it. Like I'll
watch
trailers. I'll return to watching trailers. I just feel like this is a very seminal. Is that the correct use of that word? Seminal? That can't be right.
I don't know.
It's a very important time.
Yeah.
Of these movies, because it's the genesis, it's the beginning, and then after that
it's going to reboot.
It's going to reboot. We're going to get Fox involved. It's going to start fringing out and going crazy. So this is like a strong through line that I'll have before it starts to get tarnished. So I started playing this game.
Which game?
I don't know if anyone plays it but me, because I was looking for. It's called Township. Have you heard this game?
No.
Township is, I've never done these games before, and I just did it.
Is it like Farmville?
It's like Farmville. It's what you do is you build little, because you're talking about salt and using salt for food. Yeah, I'm putting a little wheat and carrots and corn, and then I feed it to my cows.
Oh, it's all nice when you can just press a button, right?
Yeah.
You're like, oh, I'm going to press the button.
The worst part is like,
thing.
Oh, great, these chocolate cacao beans are going to take 8 hours to make.
Oh, God.
And then they have, like, the whole, like, cash system where, like, you can in-app game. You can purchase in-app
stuff. Of course. That's how they get you.
So far, I have not utilized. I have not. I've almost done it twice. I've almost – but, like, I said to myself, I'm not going to use that. I'm going to play the game as it should.
Every game I've played that has something like that, I generally don't. And then I always end up doing it once. And then I go – the way I justify it, which I shouldn't tell you, is I go, have I gotten this amount of value from this game?
Yeah.
So I never, but honestly, because of that, I tend to never go above $10.
Yeah.
At least for phone games. Just because I'm like, especially if I play it for over a month,
if I played
it for over a month and I'm still continuing to play it, then I'm like, okay, you've earned.
The game has earned
this from me, but then I go never again and I stick to it. Or if they're doing a charity run. I used to play Clash of Clans a lot. And so, like, they would do, like, all of that stuff. Mm-hmm. And, like, I think the one time I paid money, they were doing an event for, like, an AIDS, event thing. And it was, like, $5 and you get all this shit. And the money goes to – I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
I try to get to go back to Clash of Clans. And I guess the whole attacking and –
It's too much.
It got too intense for me. I want something that I can just easily click onto and just build a town. I just want to build a town. I'm getting a little obsessed with it now, which is...
I've gotten back into Sailor Moon Drops, which like a Candy Crush type game where you're like just trying to level up as you go through. And it's like the story of Sailor Moon. I'm like, I like this. The graphics are good.
Yeah.
Again, like it's hard and you lose and they're like, do you want more lives? Do you want to keep going? Yeah. It's like, no, I could wait like 4 hours. I played this for the day.
I got a train coming.
Oh.
it's got some goods.
Oh, that's pretty.
That's my town.
Oh, that does look like Clash of Clans too.
I'm collecting. I got pizza, potato bread, popsicles, ice cream factory.
Could you imagine, though, like having to do stuff like that in real life?
If we were
in a town and you're just like, okay, we have to start from scratch.
This is making me like learn how to manage my time. And I have anxiety because it's like I want to get everything done because that's how I feel. I want to get everything done and all done at once.
Right.
But I can't. Life doesn't work that way.
No, it really doesn't. Like, my God, it really doesn't.
Like, for me to deliver, for example, a pizza. Okay, I have to make the cheese. But for me to make the cheese, I have to get it from the cows. But for me to feed the cows, I have to give them food.
There is a YouTube channel just for stuff like that, where it's just like how to, like, I think it's like how to make a sandwich or something like that. And it's like making all of everything. Like growing the lettuce, growing the tomato. Like, I think, like, I can't remember if they like get the pig or something like that, or they like go get, or I think they get a chicken and they go get it like slaughtered and stuff. Like, they don't do it themselves, but they like, do
raise it. No,
everything to like the whole process just to make a sandwich, and you're like, oh my God.
That'd be cool for like a Thanksgiving meal. Like, you spend all year.
It would take all year.
Yeah.
It would take all year.
But then at the end, when you hit Thanksgiving, you're like, all right, let's reap the benefits and just start having.
You know how long it takes to grow corn?
In this game, it takes 5 minutes.
No, in real life, it's a whole season.
In this game, it's the shortest one that takes. Let's see. Corn takes 5 minutes.
Corn and wheat and grinding down the wheat to turn it into flour. And then like.
Oh, I see.
Like, it's.
Because then I have to get.
You want your mashed potato? You have to grow your own potatoes.
Ooh, I forgot the best part about this. So this game was pretty fun. But then October came, and there's some cool stuff.
Yeah, of course, because they want you to buy it.
They want me to buy it, and I was very close on buying something, and I didn't. I earned it. There's this thing called the School of Magic.
Oh, so you added Hogwarts.
So this is going to be...
Speaking of...
And there, oh, we're going to get to that. So I'm going to build this up, and then I'm going to keep it, and I'm going to rechange my name, and I'm going to try to make my town into a magic house.
Oh, that's lovely.
Because they were like, and you can get rid of it at the end of the month. I'm like, no. This is going to be my... This is in my center of my town right now.
Oh, that's great. So it's going to be like a little college town.
Yes. So I'll figure it out. We'll keep growing. We'll keep learning about that town. If you're in township, maybe we can be friends. I'm going to change the town, my name.
This week's podcast is sponsored by Township.
By Township.
Become Luis's friend.
Harry Potter. I am in Harry Potter.
Which,
oh my God.
Which book are you in
Order
now?
Order of the Phoenix.
Ooh.
Okay, this is great. So I started reading it. Really awesome beginning. The Dementors come in.
You're in, and Potter has some anger.
Yes, some justifiable anger.
It's a running gag, but not real. Like everyone understands it, but it's also a running gag in the story of like, God, man, Harry's like real mad.
Everyone's leaving him out of the thing. They keep like, you know, like not telling him what's up. And Sirius is like, I'll tell you, buddy. I'll tell you what's going on.
Because it's that middle ground where you're like.
He faced Voldemort. He's out of anybody. He's the one who's been facing
right, but everyone still treats him like a child because he's still technically a child. But
cut him. He made him bleed. He like saw him face to face. He was about to kill him. Like you got to let him involved. I don't know what's going on. Like I'm sure.
Where are you at?
Okay, the trial just ended.
Oh shit.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Oh shit, you're still early.
Yeah. So like before
and watching like how the government's just like wow, the government's fucked up.
Holy crap. Yes, and how just they were just wanting to gun him. They're like wanting to make him guilty, wanting him like finding a way. Like no, we're just gonna cut the trial. We want this trial to be over today. We don't want to spend any more time. We don't want any more witnesses.
Yeah, I wonder how similar that is to real life, huh?
It's very scary. Yeah. When I read that, I was like, because, you know, it was very parallel. And so I was, you know, it was kind of scary. And, you know, Lucius Malfoy was there when they met up. And they're like, oh, well, what if he has the that spell where you can control people?
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, well, we've already talked about it. Dumbledore says no. But it's like totally like the government of the you think everything's fine. You think everyone's happy.
Yeah, you grow up and you realize everything's corrupt as you get older. And you're like, God damn it.
Yeah, it makes sense. Voldemort. We all hate Voldemort. But then they're like, he's
not everything's magical and awesome. Everything's magical and still people are people.
And he's like afraid of Dumbledore and like taking over and like doesn't want to cause chaos.
People reacting and not wanting to lose power. Yep.
But it was very cool to see because it's. Every year it's been like we're on a new adventure and it's kind of followed a somewhat similar formula, you know, mm-hmm. New teacher for the dark defense against the dark arts,
which you'll still get,
which we'll still get. But here we finally got a union of all these characters that we've been having.
Yeah.
And it's sort of like the midpoint of the series right now where it's just like shit's getting real. The bad guy's coming. Here comes Voldemort. We had all these fun and games of learning how to be a wizard. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm, we've had some fun times.
But now
shit's
going
getting
down.
Real. And there's an army. And, you know, everybody you met, we're rounding them up and we're about to fight. And there apparently there's like a weapon that's going to like.
Oh, I can't wait until you get back into Hogwarts. I can't wait. And like, it's going to be so good.
So it's great. And finally when he's like, I finally get to go back to Hogwarts, you know. And so I was like, great. We set up this cool thing. Now we get to jump back into Hogwarts and have a fun time, whatever that is. So, And then we have this crazy like little elf that's like.
A Winky?
No, the one Sirius Black's elf
who's creature.
Creature, yeah, who's like talking to himself.
Oh, piece of shit creature.
Yeah.
But it's okay. I get it. Like
and Percy is being a dick.
Right.
I was taken aback when he was like when they walked out of the trial and Percy like didn't nose up, didn't look at him and just kept on walking and just completely like it's like disregard his father,
right?
And he's like, you're
like a Weasley, man. Like, what the hell?
Yeah,
what the fuck is this?
And he's ashamed of his dad giving him a bad name because
if you like when it comes to Percy, like that's one of like my favorite discuss. And this isn't spoilers because I won't say like what, but like just that act alone, and you realize. How, like, amongst the Weasley family, Percy's the reason why. Because everyone's like, why would Percy do this?
Yes.
Why would But, like, just the order of, like, the family, like, the birth order and stuff. Okay, so, like, you have Bill and Charlie, who were born first, and they were, like, relatively close in age. So they were like the ones, they always hung out together.
Yes.
Then you have and then there's a big gap between them and Percy. And then the twins right after. So the twins would hang out. The two older brothers would hang out. No one would really hang out with Percy.
So he wanted to find a family.
So it's like there's a gap. And then like after that, it's like Ron and Ginny. But like they're so much younger than he is. Right. So like that hanging out gap, like time. Like, mm-hmm. So it's just like just in family dynamics, like you have like these you already have these bonds that it's clicky within the family because there's so many of them. And like,
because it definitely when the older generation comes in, you're like, whoa, this is a whole new class of Weasleys.
You just have like, you have this poor kid who's just kind of like, well, I need to make a name for myself because I'd like, and it's just like, you know what I mean? So it's like, there's no like real like bonding for him, even though like obviously he's loved and everything. It's the Weasleys, like, But like, I could, when that was pointed out, I was just like, oh, I could see how that happens. Because before I was like, how does this happen? How do you like turn your back on your family like that? Yeah. Like, especially like the Weasleys. And then it's just like, oh, because like, he was kind of always like a loner within his own thing, which happens. That happens in families.
And he had to find his own family. He had to find his own purpose, like his own group to like really coalesce with.
And there are always people who are going to be like ashamed of what like their family life was like when you don't have money and things like that, where you're like, well, I want to step out of it. So I'm going to just do it the only way I can, and like da 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 and all this stuff. And like, but is it worth it?
Yeah.
Is it worth it to associate with some fucked up people? I think not.
Damn. Yeah. Hold on. I'm getting messages from work.
Oh.
Let's see. Or do we need another?
How long have we been going?
I think like 30, 40. I can't tell. 30. I think we started at 12:45 and it's 1:27.
Okay.
But we're still good. We're still
okay. Should we answer some questions?
Yes. Let's answer some questions. Well, I wanted to say one more thing.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
It's funny that you play. Okay. So you were playing a song earlier before we started playing this podcast.
Yeah. It was like a Lin-Manuel literally just posted a song with him and Johnny Sun.
You know what song he was singing?
It was like something about the book that they released.
Yeah, but the tune, I don't know if this is right, but the tune it was at from was The Greatest Showman.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I had no idea.
Have you seen The Greatest Showman?
No, I have not seen The Greatest Showman.
Okay. There's a lot of thoughts going into this. Okay.
I have not heard good things about that movie.
Okay, so let me just preface this by saying there are certain movies I watch when I'm a little bit...
They're guilty pleasures.
Yeah, guilty. But, like, you know, like, I've had a stressful week. I'm going to, you know, loosen up, have a couple drinks. Now I'm going to watch a movie I don't care about. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was at a place where I really didn't care what movie I wanted to watch, you know? So I was like, I'm going to put on The Greatest Showman. Fuck it, you know? And so it was in the mood I was going to be in. Fine, whatever. Where I was with people, that was just the mood. Didn't finish the movie. The next day, though, I was like, you know what? I think I want to finish that movie. And then the music got stuck in my head.
Oh, no.
And now I love the music of that movie.
Well, I mean, it's made for like, it's made to be. Okay, so.
Okay, I find it very inspiring to me in my life. When I hear it, it's like, you know, I want to get going. I want to start making things.
Which is, I am sure, the intent of it. But okay, did you ever watch Across the Universe?
Yes.
Okay, like, you know how old we were when that came out? Like, it was, like, that prime, like, college age where, like, you're, like, ready to, like, listen to something like that. And you're like, oh, man, this is really... But, like, if you watch it now, you're going to be like, oh, okay, I see what this is. That's what Greatest Showman is.
No, you know what? 100% it is. You know, it has its some, like, cool little visual moments. And it's just a string of thoughts together to get to the end of a story. But... Even the musical like acts, like the music segments, they're not entirely great. Some of them are great moments, you know. Like, there's just something. It's like it's not landing completely on its feet.
You were
it's
entertained. Like, you're entertained by this
music.
Movie.
The music for me carried it through for me. Like, I'm willing to stay because of the music for some reason.
So, I think that's how they wrote that movie, though.
Yeah,
I think
and
that's
it makes
like
sense.
You could tell. Like, that's was the biggest criticism I heard. They were like, they had these a bunch of songs and a lot of like good acts, but they just wanted to put it together, and so they just pieced it together as like an album,
right? And like even
which is also why Across the Universe is the same thing. Where it's just like it's beautiful Beatles music kind of remixed and all this stuff, and then you're like, oh, sweet, yeah. And then but you're like, oh, what a weird way to put all this together.
But like even like there's a moment. The one that you were listening to was the moment when Hugh Jackman and Zac Efron are talking, and he's like, you know,
I had no idea. I was just like, what did Lin-Manuel put out? And I was just like, why don't I like this?
Because Lin-Manuel apparently likes The Greatest Showman. He loves the music from that.
Of course he does.
So he was like, and it's funny because it was like, oh, Lin-Manuel loves The Greatest Showman. I love The Greatest Showman. I just came from Hamilton to Greatest Showman.
Right.
I feel like there's some sort of connection.
Musicals, man.
Well, okay. I feel like I just recently got into musicals, and I feel like I like some musicals.
Well, you like theater and stuff. Like, I'm surprised, like, this is like a new, like,
I just needed something to hook me in.
All of a sudden, you're going to start watching like way more musical. I've heard Wicked is good. I'm not a musical person, just in the sense of like, I would like to see them, yeah, and I don't have the money to see them, and they don't make enough of them to be movies yet. But the ones I've seen, I enjoyed. Like, Chicago is always fun.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like I've heard Chicago, and I just never got into it. But this is
Watch the movie.
Something about it, it's like it rouses you up to be like, you have a dream, and you're going to go out and get the dream, and like, you just, you know.
It's like Disney movies.
Yes, it's very Disney-esque. And so I've been listening to, it's a very short album, and I only listened to like a couple songs from there. Like 1, 2, 3, 4, maybe 5. But I listen to them all the time. And so, but the thing is, this is not what really P.T. Barnum is like.
Oh no, he's a garbage person.
That's why I didn't want to see the movie, because I was like, I'm not going to support this garbage man, you know?
Yeah, he's a horrible, horrible human being.
I've watched this movie twice. I've heard the soundtrack many times. I'm hooked into visuals of what he's presenting. And in my mind, I'm like, Luis, he's not a great man. You can't have.
But like, it almost acted
like propaganda, because Hugh Jackman is a very charismatic man. And I was like, I had to remind myself and like look up.
Is any of the money from this movie going to the circus?
What do you mean? Like, am I the money that I've that? I, okay, so the,
so like, if you were listening to it on Spotify, is that like half of a penny going to P.T. Barnum? Like, or like to their company or whatever?
I don't know. I didn't think about that.
You should find that out. And,
son of a bitch.
And if it is, then, you know, then just gonna, a little pirate bay, and then you have your thing without giving them extra money.
Yeah, because I'm playing it a lot. It's under my heavy rotation.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I mean, or it could, honestly, all the money's probably just going to like
to the
producers and like the actual like.
But this is like
production company.
I understand propaganda, because I can completely like I can forget my history and be like, yeah, he's what a great
yeah. There's
time.
A few. There's like most recently. Did you heard about Doja Cat?
What?
Doja? Do you know who that is?
Doja Cat.
She was literally a meme for 7 days.
Okay, I'll look it up.
Doja Cat. She made her own like little like.
Oh, this is a person.
Yeah, she made a like quickie like rap video thing as a gag called Moo. Yes, and she sings about her being a cow. She's like, bitch, I'm a cow, bitch, I'm a cow. Like, it's just, but it's like smooth and relatively well done. And like, but like, it's really cheesy and cheap looking. And like, it's just the perfect viral way to trend.
Oh my God, okay. This is a thing.
But yeah. It's like a good little song. Like, the song gets in your head kind of thing. And have you heard of the term milkshake duck?
No.
So there's a term called milkshake duck, and it was just one tweet where it's just like, milkshake duck, a new internet sensation, everyone loves it. And then like within the same tweet, it's like 1 week later, like, milkshake duck turns out to be a horrible racist, da 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 da, he's can't. Like, so like that term, milkshake duck, of like something becoming really popular really fast, and then all of a sudden you find out like they've like done something shitty or awful or whatever, and everyone's just like, oh God, no. That concept's called milkshake ducking, or milkshake duck.
What?
And so Doja Cat like legitimately did a milkshake duck where she put that video. Everyone was super supportive. Everything's like, I almost bought tickets to her show.
Okay.
And I was going to be her for Halloween because I was like, oh, that's perfect. Like, it's just, yeah. And then the day like I was about to hit go on my Amazon shopping cart, she got called out for like some old tweets back in the day. And I mean, she's also really young. She's like early 20s.
Right.
Where like when she was in high school, she tweeted some homophobic comments. But instead of going, I was in high school, that was really dumb, sorry, I'm gonna delete this, I obviously don't feel this way anymore,
right,
she just kind of doubled down on it. It was just like, I don't see what the big deal is, and like just made it worse. And so of course everyone just kind of was like, we don't fuck with this. And so she ended up deleting like her, because she ended up deleting her Twitter, only leaving like the song and like like the, one of the tweets up or whatever, and like all this stuff, and it's just like, God damn it.
Yeah.
Like she had just posted it to Spotify too, where I was like, I could finally listen to this like
legit,
like, legitimately, and like I was like, damn it, I love that song. It's so dumb and it's silly and it's such a good groove.
Right.
And it's like you.
That's a shame. That sucks.
You did that. Yeah. Like you could have easily just been like, I was dumb and I apologize. I was young and didn't realize. And like, and mind you, that's not going to make everybody happy. But at least it would have been like a sincere apology. Oh yeah, yeah. Like, and I think she did like three different apologies that she kept deleting and like all this stuff. Like it was very much a clear, just trying to like backtrack and not right. anything sincere.
Yeah.
And that's the main thing. Like people will forgive you if you're sincere and you don't do the thing again.
Yeah.
But it was like, damn, you fucked it up. But yeah. at the same time, it's like you're not like she wasn't prepared for any of that. Like how could you be prepared for like becoming a viral sensation? And if you're not like hyper aware of the internet and how it works right. and social issues and things like that, like it just means that you need to be. Everyone needs to be. Everyone be prepared to become viral and everyone's going to go through your shit. Make like that's just. Yeah. You yeah. could lose your job now for yeah. like old tweets.
Yeah.
I've been tempted to like go through like super my old Twitter and just like, do I need a scrub? I did like searches for like horrible words just in case. And yeah. luckily I did. I was like, oh, good. I didn't do any of that. But I'm always worried. Like, I don't know. Like, what if I like retweeted something that would be controversial now and I didn't know, or you know,
yeah,
and I'm like I kind of want to pay somebody, but like can someone go through my all like my whole Twitter history? It's like over God, it's almost 10 years worth of stuff.
Holy crap.
Yeah, can someone just go through it and see if I said anything awful, and I will delete it and apologize.
How much could you could I bet you could pay somebody, like,
because otherwise the alternative is just to delete everything after right. a year, because there's apps that do that, that'll delete after if anything's over a year, it'll automatically delete it.
I feel like
it.
If you pay somebody $200, you could
that's
like,
a lot of money.
No, I know,
but like I would love to like just like, be like I like if I had any type of like clout, like if I got hired by Disney, that's the first thing I'm doing yeah. is like, can someone go through my tweets?
Yeah, because that thing with Disney,
like anything that. Mildly like anything like just like let's just scrub it, let's go through,
yeah,
and then if someone ends up out, I would straight up be like, I was a dumbass, I didn't realize. I'm like, it would be like, yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah
I would not try to defend, like,
no, never defend.
Oof.
But yeah, people are a growing species. We grow.
Also, like, it's also like just people grow, people change, but also people are mean and petty and want to bring you down, so they will right. go through your old shit and do that just for that too.
You know, it's like, you know, if you done dumb shit, you done dumb shit, you gotta own up to it.
Yeah.
But
don't deny
also,
it, own it.
But also people grow as well. But also don't deny it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's tough. It's not black and white. You know, it's tough. It's very, like, you know, there's a lot of things you may not know if you hear stories about this, like, you know, where people may have said things and they apologize. It's like there's so many things we may not know in their personal life, but at the same time, I don't know. It's very tough.
Yeah. Yeah. Call out culture is interesting.
It is. It's like.
Yeah. Because, like, you have to, especially, like, when people are super young, like, you got to give people a chance to, like, learn mm-hmm. before you rip them apart. But then sometimes you see people who have, like, they've had many a chances and you're like, oh, you're not learning. You're just bad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, no.
Yeah, so let's on that happy note, do we have any Slack questions? I'm just going to ask. I don't even know where to go. Let me go. Say Slack, we are doing the podcast now.
You're just going to ask them now? Or is it busy? I'm sorry, Slack. I'm so sorry. Oh, I don't hang out.
I know. Well, you know. Oh, well, okay.
I feel bad.
You know what, though? It's what's funny is the Slack, the people have gone down. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah.
Which is fine.
But there's still a core group.
It's truly like
it's
like
the family.
It's like a big text message group with different channels.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like it's just a text message group, you know? But the less members we have, the more of a possibility we have to actually pay for Slack. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Because it's like you pay for your active members. And so the less active members we have, then we can start paying for, like, things. Is it going to happen? I don't know. Do we need a sponsor? Maybe.
Yeah, Slack sponsor us. That'd be cool.
Slack, we're doing the podcast. Any questions? No, no questions. It's a sleepy time
because
here.
Because it's all like no one's on there right now.
It's all right. Do we? What? Oh, how about questions?
Isn't there like a no? There's normally like a text document.
There is. I gotta find it.
It should be linked in there.
I'll put it on this little pin item. If you're looking for the question list,
there.
Thank
do
you.
That.
I found it. All righty. My goodness. Holy crap-o. We need to just do an episode of question answering. I don't know if that'll ever happen. Okay. Do we do this? What are your favorite non-pet animals?
Favorite non-pet animals?
Mine is elephants. I felt like we did this one.
Maybe. I don't know. I like lions and tigers and shit.
I like...
Like big cats.
I like ducks. But they're vicious.
Those could be pets.
But they're vicious. They could be vicious.
So could any animal. Yeah. Chihuahuas are vicious.
What song do you wish you could hear for the first time again? I'd like to listen to Hamilton and Greatest Showman again for the first time.
Here's the thing. There's no song I've listened to the first time around that I was like, oh my God. It's always like after several listenings that I like learn to appreciate the song more. So that's why I'm like, for the first time, because then I'm like, the first time I never pay attention to what I'm listening to.
That's how a lot of things are. It's like you don't really realize the effect it has on you until you've done it a couple times.
Yeah. So I don't know about like that first time, but like I guess like the feeling of like, oh man, this hits me. I don't know. That's a tough one.
Let's see.
I don't know. I guess like a good most Deadmau5 like Ghosts and Stuff on Deadmau5 like that like hearing that for the first time was just like, oh man, I'm pumped. Oh shit.
Yeah.
Like it's just a good like this is I enjoy this these beats kind of thing. But words. I mean, I'm like, jukebox songs. But I honestly, every time I hear those songs, I'm like, oh, man, this is great. So it's like I'm doing that anyway.
Let's see. Soundtrack. Yeah. Okay, let's see. What is this?
Disney songs, I guess.
Disney songs are good. Here's a question for you because I don't know the answer. In the vein of Steven Universe, have you ever thought about what your gem would be? Your powers?
I have.
Possible fusions?
I have thought of what gem I would be, and I think I settled on Rhodochrosite.
Okay. What is that? Somebody who doesn't.
It's like, okay, so like in Steven Universe,
yes.
Do you know the concept at all?
He's born from...
He's like half gem, half human.
Yes.
And he's being raised by these gem women who are essentially like aliens, but like they're, but their essence essentially like they're a gem.
Yeah.
So you have pearl, you have amethyst, you have garnet. They can fuse together and become like a different gem.
Okay.
To like enhance your powers or like emotional support or whatever. But they're alien people.
Right.
But like they're different types of gems and different types of gems do different things. So like. It's just so that's a common question to have because it's like, oh, like what gem would you be kind of thing?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It doesn't necessarily like mean like a type of person like.
It doesn't give you attributes.
Yes and no. Okay. The whole point of the show is that like, oh, you might be born with this attributes or you're supposed to be something, but you don't have to be what you're supposed to be.
Right.
Kind of like that's the theme.
Yeah.
So like pearls are supposed to be like subservient and just made to be pretty and da 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 da. But then like you have the main character pearl who's like she's like a warrior.
Right.
You know, but she is also dainty and does all like she's very proper, but she's a fighter. So it's that's kind of the thing. So Rhodochrosite, just because I've been like into crystals because of Ruby, it's like a pinkish stone. And it's supposed to be for like self worth and like care. And it's very similar to like a rose quartz in the vibe. But I'm like, okay. Rose quartz is a character on the show, so I'm like, oh well.
Oh, I see.
How do I like get a cool pink stone? And it's also like, where would it be? Like they're all like placed different places.
Uh-huh.
And I think I'd want it on like the front of my hand.
Oh, that's cool.
I'd like to see it.
I gotta watch it so I can answer this.
And
question.
Fusions are like. You it's watch like, Dragon, it's Ball, like Dragon Ball, like that's yeah, exactly it's like you like they turn into like they since you and I think they kind of mock it like in the sense of like they do a dance,
yeah,
and then you fuse and you become like a new
new thing.
I've never really thought about personal fusionism. Like, I don't know. If you fuse with another stone that's exactly yourself, you just turn into a bigger version of the type you are.
Right.
Yeah. So it's like, okay.
We got a question.
You should watch Steven Universe, by the way.
We got a question from Colby. He asks us, how are we? It's been a minute.
I'm okay.
Yes.
That's my go-to. I'm not great. I'm not awful. I'm okay. I'm like right in the middle.
It's just like you want to do something. Literally, like this thing is going to happen on Wednesday. Like podcast even including. This thing's going to happen on Wednesday and I finally will have the opportunity to do it. And then something comes down and you can't do it.
Right.
So it's a little bit hard of like, you keep getting beaten down and you just be like, no, I got to be gritty and I got to fight through it and I got to keep persisting.
It's patience.
It's patience. It's persistence.
Patience is the hardest part.
Yeah, because I want to get it done now and I can't. And I have to be like, you know, when it doesn't happen, then I start like, you know, criticizing myself and mm-hmm. I start saying, oh, well, now you'll never get to do it. You've wasted all this time and you're just never ever do what you've been wanting to do, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's just like, no, bro, you got to cool, like that voice has to cool down. You know,
yeah,
because I'm so used to hearing that.
Because you
want
to beat yourself up because the things aren't happening.
Yeah,
and like,
the things aren't
and you can't blame anything, so you want to, so you end up blaming yourself because it's the easiest thing.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, you can't.
And you can't get like frustrated, like completely. Yeah, it frustrates me, but you can't get entirely frustrated.
It's like that's why I always say like the universe has jokes. It's my way of like being like, hey, like. You can't take stuff seriously because the universe is going to be like,
yeah,
here you go.
And you're
like, okay, fine.
Any moment I have of like, things are kind of okay. I need to really enjoy this because in 2 days it's not going to be okay.
Yeah, just appreciate what's good. Like, yeah, I think I told you, like, I've like applied for like, I was like, as soon as I apply for like this like volunteer internship thing at my like mm-hmm. dance thing because I have the time for it even though I'm broke, I'm like, I bet as soon as I do that I'm gonna finally get like a job interview and I won't have the time to do the thing that I want to do that I've been holding off applying for because I was hoping I'd get a job.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden I was like, fuck it, I'm just gonna apply to the thing, and sure enough, literally the next day I'm like having a job interview come up. I'm like, because the universe has jokes, and I was like, this is just what it is, and I have to figure it out, but it'll be fine.
You have to go through like a gauntlet of things, and
this is also assuming I get
right
the internship and the job. Like,
yeah.
I might not get either, so I'll be like, oh, I'm back to where I started.
And it's just like, listen, these things, like these hardships are never going to go away. You know, you always think, okay, you know, once I get this done, it'll all be easier.
Everything will be perfect once it's completed, and it's just like, also no.
Like, I've come to the realization it's never going to go away, and you have to learn how to cope with it. You have to learn how to manage that anxiety
mm-hmm.
and just calm down, relax, like, okay, think outside, don't freak out.
A lot of grand scheme things. You have to go like, in the grand scheme of things,
right,
it's okay.
Yeah, exactly. In the grand scheme of things, it's okay, you're fine, you're doing a great job. And like and it's also forces you to learn how to manage your life in the sense of like, well, these things are always going to be here, you know. It's like these chunks will always be on this table. I'll never have a clear table. I don't know why I'm speaking like
yeah,
this.
Yeah.
So I need to find a way to Tetris this in order to find like a better way of managing my workflow.
Mm-hmm.
Because clearly things are, too many things are in the way. I need to organize it and shape it. You know, I was like, I'm going to focus on one thing, but then I don't get other things done. So now I'm like, okay, maybe I do like 20% of this, 10% of this, and then leave 40% of just like life getting
and let it go of
way.
Like perfection.
Letting go of perfection. Yeah, exactly. Which can be an
issue. That's hard.
And then thoughts, we're going to blam through these. Now, thoughts on the new slate of Disney remakes. Is it bad for the business of movies?
I don't like it.
Aladdin, not.
I mean, I was
excited, and then I'm not too excited now.
Here's the thing. I feel like if you're going to remake these Disney movies into live action, they need to have some type of twist, or like not just straight up remake. Like, I didn't care for Maleficent.
Dumbo, I forgot about that.
Yeah, I didn't care for Maleficent, but I appreciated that they were trying to tell a different perspective of the Sleeping Beauty story.
Right.
So, like, if you're going to do it something like that where it's, like, a different perspective. But don't just, like, Beauty and the Beast was bad because you just did the same movie.
Yeah.
And you made everything look creepy. So, like, So, Aladdin, while I'm like, okay, like, I do want to, like, see it. And then, like, Will Smith's going to be Genie.
And Guy Ritchie, director.
Yeah, so I'm like, I'm curious, but I'm curious in the sense of like, is this going to be a different take? But here's the thing. But then you tell me Lion King is getting a remake and I'm like on board because it's just going to be, it's CG.
Yeah.
But all the voice actors that they got are all people I adore. And I'm like, oh, I kind of want to, I want to see that version of the movie.
Yeah.
Because of all those voice actors singing those songs. It's just me wanting to hear.
Yeah. I just don't want carbon copies. You know what I mean? I don't want carbon copies
I
done
want
a
different
in such
a
take. Way where, I don't want it done. And it's like, this is live action. It's like, it's never going to be as good because like Beauty and the Beast.
But kids like it. And as long as kids like it and people are giving them money for it, they're going to keep doing it. That's the thing.
That's
you actually have to speak with your dollars.
Yeah, that's true. And you know what? I'm not excited about this Nutcracker movie either.
Nutcracker? I'm not. Like,
I don't know what this movie's for. What's going on?
It's just, for Christmas.
Yeah, well, I know, but
it's just it's a Christmas movie. It's something to watch on Christmas when everyone doesn't want to talk to their family.
What's your favorite horror movie or favorite movie to watch for Halloween?
Favorite movie to watch for Halloween is normally Hocus Pocus.
Me too. I just watched
because it's
Hocus
not
Pocus.
Actually that scary. Yeah, it's just kind of like, oh, I like this
it's
movie.
It's a fun movie.
But actual horror movie is Get Out because I don't watch horror movies, and that's the most recent one I've watched as a pure horror movie, and it was really good.
Hocus Pocus is always a fun, good one. And then I'm probably going to watch It because I missed it last year.
So I don't watch horror movies.
I watch It for Halloween.
Because I don't like being scared. There's enough scary in real life.
Have you seen The Babadook? Babadook.
I know of The Babadook, but I'm not going to like.
Very scary.
I'm not going to watch that.
What are you going to dress as for Halloween?
A few things.
I have no idea. I never know. This is Bob's Burgers was the hype.
I'm doing a lot of like re-wearing costumes this year because I don't want to like spend extra money on stuff. I can't do Star-Lord anymore because my jacket finally fell apart because it was $12, but it lasted for a few years. So this year I'm gonna do like basic cat because I have a cat suit.
Yeah.
And like I have the ears and stuff, and it's just like okay,
I don't even know
do
where I'm gonna go. Like I don't know what party I'm gonna go. Where am I gonna show off my costume? Like I need to.
Yeah, you need like.
I need
you
place.
Could go to Channel 101. It's the last Saturday of the month.
Oh really? Oh,
yeah, like they do like the Halloween 101 is always like you could dress up.
Yeah, I mean,
but you're dressing up to go watch a movie thing.
Yeah,
I
feel like dressing up is for me. I always get caught in something where it's like I have to somewhat look like the character to pull it off.
Oh, you don't have to do that.
I know because you pulled off Star-Lord fine.
Yeah, I was just like, I like that jacket. I want to be that character. I'm just going to find the pieces.
Yeah.
For me, it's more like I want to at least be able to like relatively authentically look like have the stuff. But this, like I said, this year, it's just I'm going to be a cat. Yeah. I'm going to.
I could be someone from Hogwarts. That's easy.
Oh, yeah. I have an old sexy witch costume from that's a Hogwarts thing that I had forever.
Yeah.
I'm going to probably wear that at some point.
I'll be like a cool like Ravenclaw like. Prep kid, you know, like tie down, you know, loose, hanging out, you know, like I'm not entirely in uniform. It's like after school hours.
Yeah, you just need to wear like, you know, dress clothes. You need a vest and a blue and gray scarf.
Yeah.
Which if you need, I have one.
Oh, okay.
See, like
I
have
I might
like,
buy one because I just want
it. Yeah, you should buy one. Yeah, it's the best. And like, yeah, just have like a wand and you're like set to go.
Oh, man.
And if people say anything, like just put on the glasses and look in Potter. Like it's fine. Like, nobody's...
I'd be like, I'm from Ravenclaw, Gryffindor.
And, like, here, people will get it.
Yeah.
Here's a lot of my costumes, like, a lot of people just know. I was just like, I'm trying to reference, like, this specific thing, and, like, no one gets it. And it's like, yeah, fine. So, not this year, I'm just going generic.
Yeah. I always like it when I can call somebody's costume out, because somebody was... a girl was dressed up as Constantine
from the show. Oh, nice.
From the show. And I was like, hey, are you Constantine? And she's like, yeah, I am. No one else noticed it. And I was like, oh, my God, it's so obvious. It looks great. And so it's always like a nice moment
I was just like, oh, sweet.
I see what you're doing.
There was the year that Dr. Horrible came out. Really wanted to be Dr. Horrible. And I also wanted to be Captain Hammer. Like I was like, no one's going to know who I am.
Yeah.
And also I couldn't find stuff that for those like those pieces of clothing that would fit me right.
Yeah.
It would just look too big.
Yeah.
So it was just like... I want, like, make a girl version of the Captain Hammer shirt, man. Like, I want it to fit right. But nowadays, like, looser shirts are more fashionable, so it's fine.
Loose clothes scare me.
But, like, I want it to fit nice.
Yeah,
but, like,
I want it to fit nice, too.
But a lot of the characters I want to be are, like, dude characters because I'm like, I don't want to be that. That's fun. Like, that's cool. Because the girl characters are either, like, their costumes aren't great or they're so elaborate that I'm like, I can't do that.
Yeah.
Like, I would love to be Gamora. I wanted to be Gamora over Star-Lord, but, like, there's no way.
That's
I'm not going to paint myself green.
Yeah.
I don't, like, there's no way I'm going to make that bodysuit, all that stuff. Yeah. And I was just like, well, I'll just be Star-Lord. He wears a t-shirt and a red jacket, and, like, you just need the headphones. Yeah. So it was, you know, yeah.
Well, I think we did it, Star.
We did.
We did it. We made a podcast. We came back. We came out hot. We came out ready to roll.
We'll see you in a month, probably.
We'll see you in a month. No, we got to
We got to try it again.
We got to do it again. If not, I get bottled up, and I'm going to explode, literally. We'll find out on my Instagram. I'm going to go live.
Really?
Explode. No, I'm not.
I was going to say, I'm like, you're going to use social media? No. You're going to be more active on social media?
I know. I was asking people, I was like, should I be more active on social media?
Yes. But you don't
Does
have
anybody
to.
Care?
People your care. Friends care.
I guess.
But you don't have to. If it's not your thing,
we'll
it's not your thing.
We'll see what happens.
Speaking of social media, follow me on Twitter at StarlineX and on Instagram as Starline. You know, same thing.
Yes.
It's pronounced Starline, spelled Starline. And follow Ruby Whipple, the comic that Spencer and I are making.
Yes.
RubiWipple.com.
It's important. RubiWipple, because I remember
it's Ruby with an I.
With an I, not a Y. An I.
I hate that I had like the same issue I had with my old Candy comic, because it was Candy with an I.
Oh,
so I say Candy Comics, Candy with an I. Da, da, da. And I was like, Ruby, shit, I did the same thing with Ruby. It's Ruby with an I. Why did I do that?
But hey, it's fine.
But it looks better.
Yeah, it looks better. Also, remember this episode is brought to you by Buttons.
Yeah, go to my Etsy shop, Etsy.com/shop/Starline for buttons, fan art, t-shirts, all sorts of things.
Then you can follow me on everything. LUWI12, Louis12. Maybe I'll post something there. Who knows?
Your cat.
I'm trying to start a cat Instagram.
You should.
I don't know what to call it, though, because I have three of them.
Just their names.
Yeah.
Or just say Louise's cats.
Oh. Well, but...
they are your cats.
I know, but one of them is Sarah's cat, too. But
they're her cats.
We'll figure it out. Find out next time on We Stayed Late.
Bye. Bye.